Welcome back to Through the Word, Psalm 121 today. This second psalm in our Psalm of Ascents, made up of Psalm 120, 121, and 122. So if you're here because, for whatever reason, you started with Psalm 121, I encourage you to go back and hear the first part of the story and a little bit of an introduction to the Psalms of Ascents, where the first psalm always goes downhill into the pain and the suffering and the problem. But then, on the second psalm, Psalm 121, we start to trust. We start to climb the hill back up until finally in Psalm 122, we'll be on the peak, seeing everything. But we're not at the peak yet. Where do you start climbing? The bottom of the pit. Verse 1, I lift up my eyes. Where do you look up from? Again, the bottom. As a minister, I had hit rock bottom for the first time in my career, and maybe even in my Christianity. But the only place to look when you're down is up. He says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? I can still feel the helplessness as my eyes scan those back hills. My entire life was at risk. My job, my house, my community, my church. I was at risk to lose them all simply because I'd called something out in the church and it was like kicking a hornet's nest. The psalmist feels as helpless as I did. He asks, where does my help come from? It's hard, isn't it, when the answer isn't immediately obvious and there's nowhere else to look but up. Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He answers his own question. He knows where his help has to come from because everybody and everything else has let him down. The maker of heaven and earth, he is the only one who can override everything simply because he made everything. Verse 3, he will not let your foot slip, nor will he who watches over you slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. In other words, he will not let your foot slip. He's in control. Now, this creates a bit of a problem. Our foot does slip. Whether we do bad things or bad things happen to us, sometimes it feels like slipping. So how do we work this out? I can tell you on that back porch, as my life was falling apart, I certainly didn't feel protected. In fact, spoiler alert, I did lose my job, my church, my house, and my community. So what does a verse like this mean? It means that though all those things happened, God was in control over all of it. In fact, it took me a while to realize it, but that situation of losing everything at that moment and that scenario was literally the best thing to ever happen to me. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Back to the psalmist, who's still looking up. Still trusting God. Verse 5. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The sun can be unforgiving, just like people. And remember, this psalm was made for walking. Walking out in the heat, under the Mediterranean sun, on their way to Jerusalem. And during that walk, trust me, shade was big in their minds. They needed shelter from the sun's unrelenting rays, and God was their extra-powerful SPF. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Well, sun by day, that's what you can see, the logical. But then, there's what you can't see, the mysterious and superstitious. After all, the moon was what the pagans often brought their curses under, hexes, the evil eye, and none of that is a threat to you if the Lord watches over you. Faith has a way of knocking superstition on the head, and that's why Scripture is more important and more precious than anything anyone else tells you, or even your insecurities or your fears in the dark. Let's keep reading to see all the other ways that the psalmist is trusting the Lord in the middle of his troubles. Verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. And the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. I don't quite remember when exactly I began to regain my trust in the Lord. People would ask me at that time how I'm doing. I still had my firefighter job because the church couldn't even fully pay me. So I stayed in the community for nearly a year, working, serving, saving lives. So how was I doing? How would I answer? I was hurt. Hurt by the people who hated me and gossiped against me, sure. But most of all, I carried a deep hurt from God Himself. Have you ever felt let down by God? God, why am I here? Why did you let this happen? So when people asked me how I was doing, I'd say, God and I, we're not exactly what you'd call close right now. But my relationship with Him is a little deeper than it's ever been. You see, I had moved from just talking to God in prayer to yelling at God. And that may sound strange if you're new to the Psalms, but if you've been tracking with our journey through this book, then you know. You know it's what psalmists do sometimes. You know that your relationship with God can be so deep that it gets deep. I remember being in my garden one day. Firefighters get a lot of time off, so I was building a stone wall. I was grumbling at God, telling Him how angry I was, yelling at Him in my head, replaying the situation, the lies, the gossip, being wounded over and over and over all day long. And my pain deepened. But suddenly, mystically, I still don't know how to explain it, I felt God's love enfold me. And I was angry. I literally stomped around the garden telling Him, "Get off me!" But it wouldn't be the last time God continued to draw near me through the pain. But it would take some time for me to realize that all of this was God's plan. My life hadn't gotten derailed. He'd simply set me up for where I was supposed to be next. And there is more to this story, but that'll be told in our next psalm when we hit the peak. I'm just learning to trust in this part, remember? The psalmist says the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. And what seemed like harm done to me was actually fruitful. It was God pruning me, teaching me, changing me. He was watching over my life. Sometimes we only see the here and now and don't quite understand how everything fits in the bigger picture. But verse 8 continues, the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So this is the long view. I wanted God to watch over my coming, but it was time for my going. And that was the problem. God was maneuvering my life in such a way that I didn't want Him to. And nobody wants to go through conflict, rejection, or pain. They'd hurt me, but they didn't harm me. They just weren't that powerful. This is why Paul could say, cast down, but not destroyed. Knocked down, but not knocked out. Outwardly wasting away, yet being renewed inwardly day by day. You see, with God on your side, nobody can really harm you. Not really. Not in a way that's outside of God's loving care and control. And remember, this is the upward ascent. We are coming up the mountain. From the depths of dark pain in the valley until we can see the light as we crest up the hill of trust. And as we look up, up to the Lord, past the hills, we see where our help comes from. Keep walking, keep ascending, keep trusting. And I'll see you at the summit in Psalm 122.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.